is on a date and he has the choice between looking at a pretty woman and looking at his watch, the watch is gonna lose every time.
Somebody has got to take responsibility for getting these girls back before curfew.
Well, what about the girls? Well, a lady's watch is so small you just can't see him after the dark.
I thought this meeting ended 20 minutes ago.
It did for me.
There would be no problem, Letty, if this man would not give his boys grace period after curfew.
Would you rather my boys just leave your girls in the middle of the quad? It's 1 o'clock. I got to go. Bye.
They can be just as gentlemanly at a quarter to one, Walter.
Well, it's been lovely standing ringside.
Walter, this is going to sound very strange to you. I know that, but do you think we could try it? Do you think we could try having the same curfew for just a few hours? Would you please stop that?
Stop what?
Stop staring at me.
I am not staring. I am paying attention.
Then pay attention that way.
Jaleesa! Jaleesa, I got this for you.
Freddie, what is that?
She can't fool me. She's trying to smuggle one of my boys into this dorm.
Yo, man, get out of there.
It's from Eric. First class from New Jersey, and that's all I can find out with that X-ray vision.
Another teddy bear.
Oh, what a great scarf. Do you want it? Because if you don't, I'll have it.
Oh, this guy, Eric, he sure know how to dress up a bear.
You should see the bracelet he put on the bunny.
Excuse me. Thanks, Freddie.
Who is this guy, Eric?
Jaleesa's boyfriend. He spoils her rotten.
Uh-huh. Dressing up bears sounds a little freaky to me.
Man, what happened to you? You lose a bet with somebody?
It works. I got your attention. Read my pillow.
Ron's wake-up service. I call you. And wake you up.
It's this type of ingenuity that will keep the small businessman from going under.
Yeah, well, it might put the small businessman in the nut house.
What are you talking about?
You're the boss. You're supposed to represent the ideals and goals of your company.
I do.
So you think Ronald McDonald really runs things?
Maybe.
Listen, small minds make small money. You got to start thinking big, flashy. First off, the name is lame. You need something that's going to be on the lips of everyone in this campus who sleeps. Something like, Easy Risers.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, I got it. Oh, I love my mind. Shake me, wake me. Shake, shake me, wake me. Shake me, wake me.
Not bad. At least it'll fit on one side of the pillow.
That's a good point. This is the perfect way for us to get those motorcycles.
And that's the best point you made all day.
Okay, can you see it? Me and you, sleek red helmets, black leather gloves, two babes du jour, burning up the highway, 750 cc's of fun.
I do love your mind.
Okay.
Well, let's hit the road, Jack.
All right, but first, we're gonna give this hat back to Santa.
Yo, Dwayne,
what's happening?
I decided Shake Me, Wake Me should take a multimedia approach. So I went down to the radio station and I made a deal with Nutty J. The morning man, we wake him up at 5, he plays our ads at 6, 7, and 8.
Good, my brother, I underestimated you.
People frequently do.
Well, if it isn't the fledgling entrepreneurs, when does the company go public? Enough of my fiscal humor. My roommate, Kimberly, is majoring in hibernation.
Good, because our motto is no sleep is too deep.
It is?
It is now.
Well, she has to be up at 5 a.m.
Oh, 5 a.m. We'll be there. You just signed the contract.
Ooh, it says here that you have a money-back guarantee.
We do? Of course we do.
Of course we do.
Okay, for added incentive, I'm gonna give you an extra $10. If you don't, wake me up.
We'll come in on little cat's feet.
How very reassuring.
Sorting mail?
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
That's not my favorite pastime either.
Oh, I especially hate the love letters. It's like the women just hose them down with perfume. But you don't have that problem. Unless the men put cologne on the letters. Do they?
Some do, some don't.
Oh, some do? Anybody in particular? Like the people who write to Jaleesa? What's so funny?
Walter, I am very disappointed in you. I thought you were more clever than that.
Pretty lame, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking on my feet.
And I was wondering when you and Jaleesa would stop arguing about curfews and start breaking a few yourself.
Lenny!
Uh-huh.
I have known Jaleesa for almost 2 years. But something's changed. It's like all of a sudden she went from Jaleesa to Jaleesa.
Maybe you should be saying this to her instead of to me.
I'd like to. Let me tell you something about me. When it comes to women, I'm smooth.
I've always thought of you that way.
But Jaleesa is tough. Around her, I just lose all my smooth.
And that is what makes you uncomfortable.
No, that's what I like.
Walter, stop treading water and ask the woman out.
I might just do that.
Good. Oh, Walter. I finished sorting the mail.
Right. Jaleesa.
Hey, Walter.
Listen, you got anything going on tomorrow night?
Not really, thank you. Why?
What do you say we grab some dinner? Maybe catch a show? Just you and me in Virginia's finest cappuccino.
That sounds lovely.
Doesn't it?
But I don't think so. Thanks anyway.
Jaleesa, I don't believe I've ever seen you take such an interest in your appearance.
Are we perhaps primping for that certain special someone?
Do you have to sit here?
You know, you are a woman of tremendous fortitude. If I had to spend semester after semester without male companionship, I'd chew my nails to the nib.
I know, but thank God for press-ons.
Is there anything more frustrating than a moor across the miles? A most romantic concept, but very frustrating reality. Very frustrating reality. Very frustrating.
You're right, but I found a way to deal with it. I just pour buckets of cold water all over myself.
Jaleesa, from one woman to another, it is obvious that you're torn. Here you have one man, loving, but stranded in the wilds of New Jersey. And then out of nowhere comes this handsome, yet somewhat flabby Romeo to steal your heart away.
Whitley, get away from my table.
Okay, fine. But I don't think a teddy bear with a scarf is going to keep you very warm for very long.
Mind if I sit down?
It would be an improvement.
Fifth whale.
Toodles. Jaleesa, I just got back from the history department, and they're gonna put your name in the books.
For what?
Because you are the first woman in this century to refuse to go out with me. Congratulations.
Oh, Walter, I'm really very flattered that you asked me out, but I have a boyfriend, so I don't date.
Oh, see? Now that's where you got off on the wrong foot. Have you at this or any other time heard me mention the word date?
Well, what else?
Just answer the question. And remember, you're still under oath.
No.
The defense rests.
Oh, so you put on a real pair of pants and walked all the way over to my dorm to not ask me on a date.
Those are the facts.
Oh, Walter, please, don't try it. You and I are friends.
Exactly. And where is it written that two friends cannot eat food in front of each other? It's not in the history books. I was just there. I said.
So if my boyfriend was here, then you'd ask him to come with us, too?
Absolutely. I might even bring my own date.
Okay. We both have to eat.
So why don't you pick me up tomorrow at 7 o'clock?
7? Oh, no, 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 no. People who go on dates go out at 7. So how about 5? Still be light outside.
I have a 4 o'clock class. Can we say 6:30?
Getting dangerous, but I'll take the risk. See you at 6:30.
6:30.
Nice, friendly time.
Here's your gym bag.
Come on. Going to swim practice.
We're going to swim practice.
Come on, man.
Swim practice.
You up?
Swim okay. Practice.
Swim. Plan C. Did not go to just any tuxedo rental place. Oh, we rented downtown. No. Mr. Pierre's formal wig.
I see we were going for quality.
Oh, absolutely. The finest powder blue tuxedos that money could rent. Velveteen lapel, white patent leather shoes with matching cummerbunds.
You must have looked ridiculous.
Oh, we sure did. But see, we didn't know it until 10 years later when we looked at the pictures.
The pictures.
They should have canceled the 70s like early because everybody looked so bad.
But you know, I'm going to hang on to my gold lamé hot pants with the matching vest because they will come back in style. I think so. Oh, lobster diavolo.
I like it too. I can't say it, but I like it. Shall we order too?
Oh, well, that would be great, but you have to order it a day in advance.
Maybe not. Sir? Are you taking our dinner to another table?
But, signore, it belongs over here.
It belongs right here. Now, my friend and I will require some bibs.
But, signore, this table, they ordered it yesterday.
Can I speak to you for a moment, Brad?
Sure.
Enrique.
Enrico.
I'm sorry. How much would it take to convince you that we ordered this yesterday? Say about $25?
Signore, signorina, the gentleman ordered it yesterday for you. Buon appetito. Enjoy. Mille grazie. Molto grazie. Tante grazie.
You ordered this yesterday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. See, I know you better than you know yourself. I'm a sensitive man.
Then why is that couple over there about to go upside Enrico's head?
Ha ha ha!
I've been admiring your earrings all evening. Very nice.
Thank you.
Are they from Eric?
Yes, they are.
You know, when I saw that teddy bear with the scarf, looked like it's about to go to church, I thought the brother was about 12 or something. But this shows me the brother has some class.
Does Brenda?
Brenda who?
Brenda in administration. Brenda in Dean Hewitt's office.
Ooh, that Brenda.
Ooh, that Brenda. Yeah, when you took to the faculty dance and the Branford Marcellus concert.
She's nice, but I'm looking for someone much more sophisticated. A woman who enjoys good food, good jazz, wrestling. Somebody like you. Not you. Not you, but somebody like you.
Renee, maybe.
Renee?
Mm-hmm. The nurse in student health, Renee. Well, she's just waiting for you to get sick.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I'll just sleep with my feet in the icebox tonight. Feel like putting your feet to the action?
Now you're really being silly.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And no one's gonna notice us just sitting here wiggling in our seats. Well, if you won't dance with me, I will dance with somebody. Enrico, my man, can
would
you cut his
pack? Stop that. You want to dance?
Stop it. All right.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Come on. The music is too slow for you to dance that fast.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm doing fine out here. What's wrong? You got a problem with these smooth moves?
It just looks like something you learned on prom night.
Well, maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike the tux, these moves are still happening. Groovy. Now listen to the beat and stay off my feet.
I'm not. Would you just dance?
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Well, partner, after less than a week of business, Shake Me Wake Me, a privately held corporation, has grossed a grand total of $271.
Ooh, not bad.
Minus $22 for posters and incidentals, we show a net profit of $249.
Wow, only $2,440 away from my motorcycle.
Does that include helmets?
Helmets and leather jackets on sale at Skin City.
Hey, you guys going to the Kappa House tonight? It's gonna be a death jam.
Landing on it.
Yeah, consider us there. Man, I'm too tired to move.
I was too tired to say it.
You know, if we quit now, we have enough for the leather jackets. We can buy one helmet and lie about these motorcycles.
I do love your mind.
Finally, did you have a good time? You're smiling. The answer is yes.
I had a good time.
I knew it. Tell me.
All I can say is my face hurts and my sides ache from laughing.
I knew he was funny.
The man is hysterical. I mean, the things he's done, the places he's been, and the clothes he has worn. Ooh, what?
It's adios, Eric. I'm gonna miss him. He had a great phone voice. He'll get over you someday.
And you'll get some sense someday.
Just because I'm 17 and a half doesn't mean I haven't lived. I read a book about a woman who couldn't decide between two men.
I see.
She couldn't make a choice, so she made a wish for the head of one guy to be on the body of the other.
Uh-huh.
And everything worked out fine until his head started to shrink.
I'm very happy with Eric, okay?
If you say so. But you shouldn't feel guilty about liking Walter.
I have nothing to feel guilty about.
That's what the woman with the pinheaded boyfriend said.